because of their God. I've asked Marcus Beachy to share the devotional.
Morning, everybody. You asked me earlier this week about devotions. One of the first things I thought of was Christmas and what all we do this time of the year. If I can find my notes here. Okay. So when you think about Christmas, what is one of the first things you think of? Is that lots of good food and colorful gifts all wrapped up? Or is it the true reason that we celebrate Christmas when Jesus came to this earth? I guess whichever one it is that you think of, if it is one of those two things, they each sort of have something in common that's a gift. I looked up the definition of a gift, and it says something freely given and received. So I guess I'll talk a little bit about gifts this morning. The first one is Jesus. John 3:16, it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but everlasting life." Then verse 17 says, "For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved." So here we have the greatest gift of all, Jesus, come to earth to save us from our sins. And the last part of verse 16 has another promise about everlasting life. And Matthew 19:16-30 talks a little bit more about that. It's a story of the rich young ruler. So you can turn there if you want. Matthew 19:16-30. And behold, one came and said unto him, "Good master, what things shall I do that I may have eternal life?" And he said unto him, "Why callest thou me good? There is none but one, that is God. But if thou wilt enter into life, keep the commandments." He saith unto him, which Jesus said, "Thou shalt do no murder, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness. Honor thy father and thy mother, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself." The young man saith unto him, "All these things have I kept from my youth up. What lack I yet?" Jesus said unto him, "If thou wilt be perfect, go and sell that thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me." But when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, "Verily I say unto you, that a rich man shall hardly enter into the kingdom of heaven. And again I say unto you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of heaven." When his disciples heard it, they were exceedingly amazed, saying, "Who then can be saved?" But Jesus beheld them and said unto them, "With men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible." Then answered Peter and said unto him, "Behold, we have forsaken all and followed thee. What shall we have therefore?" And Jesus said unto them, "Verily I say unto you, that ye which have followed me in the regeneration, when the Son of Man shall sit in the throne of his glory, ye also shall sit upon the 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And everyone that hath forsaken houses or brethren or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or lands for my name's sake shall receive an hundredfold and shall inherit everlasting life. But many that are first shall be last, and the last shall be first." Okay. Here we see this in these verses that this rich young ruler, he wanted to have salvation, but he wasn't willing to give up his riches. I was just kind of thinking, are we that way sometimes, maybe when Jesus wants to use us for something, but we're not willing to give some of our earthly things up? John 28 talks more about eternal life. It says, I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. In this verse, we have the promise that as long as we trust and obey God, we'll have eternal life, and there's nobody that can take that away from us. James 1:5, it talks about another one, the gift of wisdom. It says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. In this verse, I wasn't totally sure what upbraideth meant, so I looked it up. And it means to scold or make fun of somebody. In this verse, it says that God doesn't do that to us when we ask him something over and over. He wants us to ask him, and he'll give it to us. Another one is grace. James 4 says, but he giveth more grace, wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. Here in this verse, it talks about giving grace to the humble. I guess so far, most of these have been sort of like spiritual gifts that we've been given, but I was thinking too of gifts that God has given to us as individuals, and how are we using those? Are we just sort of sitting on them and not doing anything with them? Or are we going out and using them to bring honor and glory to God? One more place I'd like to read from is Matthew 25. It's about the talents. Matthew 25:14-30. For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country, who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, and to another 1, to every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey. Then he that received the 5 talents went and traded with the same, made them other 5 talents. And likewise he that had received 2, he also gained another 2. But he that had received 1 went and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money. After a long time the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoneth with them. And so he that had received 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 5 talents. Behold, I gained besides them 5 talents more. His Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. He also that had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained other 2 talents besides them. His Lord said unto him, well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. Then he which had received 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee that thou art a hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown, gathering where thou hast not strawed. I was afraid and went and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, there thou hast that is thine. His Lord answered and said unto him, thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knowest that I reap where I sowed not, and gather where I have not strawed. Thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the exchangers, and then at my coming I should have received mine own with usury. Take therefore the talent from him, and give it unto him which hath 10 talents. For unto every one that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance, but from him that hath not shall be taken away even that which he hath. And cast the unprofitable servant into outer darkness, there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. So we can see God doesn't want us to take the things he's given to us and not do anything with him. He wants us to go out and use him and bring honor and glory to him. I guess that's all I have. Let's bow our heads for prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this beautiful day, and thank you for coming to earth to save us from our sins, and just be with the remainder of the service and all the ones that have a part. In Jesus' name, amen.